And now back to the news.
As we mentioned earlier, there were many stories over the past 2 weeks that had nothing to do with COVID-19, and the next three news slots will focus on some of these. In Norwich, there was a terrible arson attack on the site of a city mosque. The most senior Church of England figure has shared a message of solidarity with the Islamic community. Norwich Cathedral spire is about to see restoration works for the first time in 40 years. Sophisticated crime gangs are targeting Norfolk farms. And Broads Rangers get more than 34,000 calls a year, and they describe the range of their activities. Also, telephone scammers have defrauded people in Norfolk of thousands of pounds by pretending to be from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Here's Robin with the first of these stories.
The Church of England's most senior figure locally has shared a message of solidarity after an arson attack on the site of a city mosque. Police launched an arson investigation after a blaze at a building on Aylsham Road in Norwich. The site, which was the former King Edward VII pub, is currently undergoing a £1 million revamp by the East Anglian Bangladeshi Islamic Trust. A spokesman for the police said the fire damaged the outbuilding only, where a man was seen starting a fire before leaving the area. Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, said he was deeply saddened by the attack and expressed interfaith solidarity. Bishop Graham said, "I am deeply saddened to learn of the fire at Aylsham Road Mosque, and I'm appalled that it was potentially started by arson. Norwich is known as a city of welcome. If a crime has been committed, then we are all diminished. I stand with my Muslim brothers and sisters at this sad time and commit to building the common good alongside them." The Reverend Martin Hartley and Rach Hartley from St Catherine's Church in Mile Cross, and Vicar of St Luke's, the Reverend Sarah Quantrill, also on the Aylsham Road, said they were shocked an attack of this nature happened in Norwich. They added, "We stand alongside our Muslim friends and neighbours at this time. This attack does not represent who we are as people in Norwich. We pray that the mosque is quickly repaired and look forward to welcoming the Islamic community into the Aylsham Road area when renovations are complete." Planning permission was granted for the mosque at the former pub in December 2017, but the site had remained boarded up until recent months when work got underway on the redevelopment. A new mosque is needed to accommodate the East Anglian Islamic Centre's growing congregation of 250 people, which is currently based on Rose Lane.
Work to restore the upper parts of Norwich Cathedral's famous spire begins today, 4 decades after the last repair project. Maintenance work will include replacing damaged stonework and filling in failed mortar between stones of the Grade 1 listed building, which has stood in the city for almost 900 years. The gold cockerel weather vane at the very tip of the spire will also be removed and re-gilded in gold paint. The Reverend Dr. Peter Dole, Canon Librarian and Vice Dean of the Cathedral, said it marks the first time such work's been undertaken on the upper part of the spire for about 40 years. Dr. Dole said restoration work will take place on Norwich Cathedral's spire throughout the summer. The work needs to be done gradually. The materials used last time sadly haven't stood the test of time. It's not just about how it looks, but also about the structure. The cathedral's a vital part of the city, and we want to make sure it's preserved for further generations. The restoration work is being carried out by Bristol-based rope access company Wall Walkers, which specialise in working at height to conserve historic buildings and listed architecture. In order to ensure the cathedral remains attractive on the eye while work's carried out, Wall Walkers set up a specialist rope system yesterday that will be used throughout the project to access the spire instead of using scaffolding. This was carried out by 72-year-old Chris Milford, who scaled the outside of the 315-foot spire. Only Salisbury Cathedral's spire is taller. He used only ropes and mountaineering techniques.
Sophisticated organised crime gangs are targeting Norfolk farms to steal valuable satellite guidance systems, potentially putting harvests at risk as machinery becomes increasingly reliant on technology. According to the latest rural crime report published by insurer NFU Mutual, the cost of rural crime in Norfolk fell by 7.1% to nearly £1.3 million last year, bucking the national trend, which saw figures rise by 8.8% to a total of £54.3 million. But one growing area of concern for the county is the theft of electronic global positioning system, GPS units, from tractors and combine harvesters, which cost between £8,000 and £14,000, and are essential components in modern precision farming systems. Norfolk Police said 18 of these systems had already been stolen from farms this year, causing financial worries as well as delaying time-critical planting, spraying and harvesting operations while stolen equipment is replaced. Patrick Verrill, senior NFU Mutual agent in Norfolk, said GPS equipment has become a highly prized item on the shopping lists of rural thieves, particularly during the COVID-19 lockdown, when smaller, high-value items appear to have been targeted to meet demand overseas. Theft of expensive GPS systems, which are used to automatically guide modern tractors and combines, is currently a serious problem in the county, he said. Very organised criminal gangs are touring Norfolk to identify where the equipment is kept on our farms and are returning at night to steal it. These GPS kits cost £8,000 and more, but the crime can impact farmers far more because of the delays and extra work these thefts cause. One victim of these targeted crimes is North Norfolk farm contractor Kit Papworth, who had two GPS screens stolen from his combine harvester on the night before he was due to begin his 2020 harvest operations. These things are being stolen to order. It is very sophisticated and very organised, he said. In all the situations we have had, the machine has been in a building or in a farmyard where nobody else would know it was there. So I think these people have somehow got access to these GPS systems from the manufacturer, and they're targeting a particular machine to get a particular piece of kit. We were very fortunate that they didn't torch the machine to cover their tracks. We were up and running again in 24 hours. But that was 24 hours lost and an insurance claim for the thick end of £30,000. It is heartbreaking. Mr. Papworth said manufacturers needed to find a way to make the technology more secure by ensuring that only the registered owner can use it. The GPS screen should be coded to my machine, he said. If my iPhone gets stolen, no one else can use it. So why can we not make our GPS stuff the same? Why is it reliant on me locking it to the cab to make it secure when the technology must be there to fix the problem?
Sunken boats and broken bones were among the more than 34,000 calls made to rangers in the Broads in the past year. The Broads Control received 34,599 calls from members of the public from June 2019 to June this year. Of the most serious calls, 16 people were reported to have fallen in the water. 15 boats were sunk, and there were 27 reported injuries and illnesses, including broken bones and medical emergencies. Other incidents included 61 fallen trees, 93 hazards to navigation in the water, and 20 pollution reports. Rangers who look after the 125 miles of rivers and broads must also help with life and death rescue missions. John Hopes, who's a ranger, helped to rescue a father and son who'd slipped into fierce waters at the River Bure near Great Yarmouth Rocks Vauxhall Bridge in 2013. The 7-year-old boy had fallen in while fishing for crabs, and his father had leapt in to help him, but both had struggled in the strong low tide. In 2015, Rangers helped emergency services with a dramatic rescue of four people from Rockland Broad in Rockland St Mary. The group was saved from the water after their rowing boat sank. Saving the day for people in trouble on the water always leaves you with a good feeling, said Ranger Matt Markham. He's one of 12 full-time rangers who patrol the Broads, with 5 summer seasonal rangers, 2 winter seasonal rangers, and 1 ranger apprentice. His colleague, Toby Ratcliffe, who's also a ranger, said there are days when it's really tough, but even on a freezing, wet winter's day out clearing trees in the marshes, it's still okay. It can be a challenge when it's really busy on the Broads, with lots of boats to look after and so many people to help. But even then, knowing that you've helped is always a really satisfying feeling.
Telephone scammers have defrauded people for thousands of pounds by ringing up and claiming they owe tax. Police say the fraudsters claim to be from HM Revenue and Customs, HMRC, and trick them into transferring money or buying Google or Amazon gift cards. Officers have received 3 reports of victims in Norfolk being scammed by this method over the last week alone for more than £11,000. A man in his 30s from King's Lynn was phoned and told he owed outstanding tax and legal action would be taken if he did not settle his bill. He subsequently paid out £8,000 into different bank accounts. A woman in her 70s in Great Yarmouth was called and told she owed £2,897.64 for specific tax years and to pay in cash or Google Play vouchers. A woman in her 30s in Wyndham received a call on the same day from someone claiming to be from Tax Fraud Investigation to say she owed £1,999 and had purchased Amazon and Google gift cards and sent the codes to the fraudsters. Chief Inspector Mac Dyson said, "We would like to make residents aware that they may be contacted via a phone call, a voicemail or text message to try to convince them they are being called by HMRC about unpaid tax, sometimes threatening legal action or arrest if it is not paid urgently. Victims are often asked to pay in vouchers, such as Google Play, Amazon or iTunes, where the codes can be passed on easily to the fraudsters. Police say HMRC will never use text to tell you about a tax rebate or penalty or ask for a payment in this way. Telephone numbers and text messages can easily be spoofed. You should never trust the number you see on your telephone display. If you receive a suspicious cold call, end it immediately. To report fraud or cybercrime, call Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040. That is 0300 123 2040.